with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no play, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to an episode of Creekside with Don and Jan that just happens to be occurring here in Greenville, and it's Christmas Day.
Yes, this is the Christmas episode, and we had hoped to be recording from sunny San Diego, but Don got sick. And so now we are recording from sunny Greenville. In fact, we looked at the temperature, and the weather in San Diego is cloudy and 60. It's sunny and 64 here, so go figure, huh? Everything's topsy-turvy, and we're here, and the weather's crazy, but it still is a Merry Christmas.
It is indeed. I don't know what hit me, whether it was a combination of a bug plus exhaustion equals, stupid, and that's what hit me. Just took my feet right out from under me.
Well, and it started at like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
When we were supposed to leave that next afternoon.
And I was sneezing and coughing and raising Cain. Ugh.
You looked terrible when I saw you, and you just generally don't, sickness doesn't affect you to the point that you look ill, and you looked bad, and I went, oh, Don, this isn't good. And then I got a minor version of it, but nowhere near as sick as you.
Well,
so.
And then on top of everything else, look at all those people we saved by not getting into that germ tube.
I know it. That plane is, for every person on that plane doesn't know it, but they should be eternally grateful that we made the decision to stay home. In fact, you and I watched a very weird, interesting movie called The Oath, which I would recommend everyone to watch. It is about the country decides that you should take an oath of loyalty to the president. And, of course, everything that ensues, and a lot of people stand opposed to that, and everything that happens. But what made me think of that in relationship to you being sick, one of the characters in that had traveled someplace for Thanksgiving, and he had gotten sick, but he got sick on the plane. So he didn't have any forewarning to make a decision not to go visit family. He was on the plane and sicker than a dog, only his required him to run to the bathroom frequently.
Oh, that's never handy.
It was an ugly flight, as they said.
No doubt.
So we didn't have any calamities like that because we were home and safe. And I think really, Don, like you said, exhaustion kicked in. Someone had asked you and I not too long ago, one of our concerned readers and customers, when do we sleep? And I can tell you, I guess we waited till Christmas to sleep, because I laid on the couch and you sat in the chair. We were just kind of like zombies, and we'd switch positions, and I slept through all kinds of things I pretended to watch.
And, even the night before, I couldn't sleep for a time, and I got up and I went downstairs to, I just got up and I laid down on the couch.
Well, you said you couldn't even breathe upstairs in the bedroom.
So I laid on the couch and I just tossed and turned and laid there for 2 hours, and I thought, well, this is stupid. I don't feel good, and there's no sense for this. So maybe that's all what it was.
And you started sneezing, this violent sneeze, even before we realized you were sick. It was one of those things, and I kept saying, bless you, Don. Bless you, Don. That's a lot of blessing going on there. And then, 2 days later, I started to sneeze, and you went, oh, that's how it starts. So I think we're both pretty much recovered right now, but we need to take it slow. And fortunately, tomorrow we're still closed at Creekside Community Brew Coffee House. And you looked at me and you said, we could go down. I was like, no, we can't. Even though we're always inclined, if we're available to the store, we want to be available to our customers. But we know we need one more day downtime. And the reality is, we will be here later tomorrow evening, baking for the next day. Right.
We have to bake for Friday. So
we get to bake for Friday.
Yeah, we get to. And baking is fun. It really is. Especially whenever we're baking something we've never baked before. You know, and that was part of our little Christmas break that we did for ourselves here. We had seen on Sunday a CBS Sunday Morning, the news program, and they had a celebration to Hanukkah and some of the foods that you eat during Hanukkah, and one of those was latke.
Mm-hmm.
They're a potato-type pancake that you just, you know, made in oil and on the stove and easy to make.
Yeah, these weren't baked. They were, what?
Fried.
Fried, yeah.
Yeah, they're fried. And so I said, well, you know, I think I feel good enough to do that. So I made some day before yesterday, and they were really good.
Oh, we just wolfed them down like we hadn't eaten in months. It was like, more? More? So you made some today, and you tweaked the recipe a little bit, but these had flour in them, the other didn't, and I liked the ones without flour better just because I felt like I got more of the potato flavor.
Okay.
And that green onion, so for future reference. I obviously liked these enough to eat them all, so I didn't suffer through them.
You did not suffer.
No.
But, I watched you eat them all.
Right, but through, but if I had my druthers, I would go with the first recipe. But that's fun to tweak. How do you know what you like until you give it a try?
Yeah, and we made the recipe ours, and you may find them presented at Creekside someday.
Maybe, or maybe at one of our dinners.
Yeah.
A spring or autumn dinner, too. Who knows?
No, there's no doubt. You can use these things anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they said about Hanukkah, of course, was that having latkes and having these desserts or having these items served during the Hanukkah celebration was that it was not for fasting. Hanukkah is not a time of fasting. It is a time of joy and a time of time to
celebrate
and have stuff for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are certainly things that will help you celebrate the winter.
And they will keep you toasty, warm, and full.
Oh, yeah. And I want to try the variety with the applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool. But,
and then we also did a little research about different things we can bake for down here at the coffee house because we've got we're going to expand our tea line. And so some of those things we've got recipes for, and in the process of that, there are some really good cookie recipes made using tea leaves and made using brewed tea. And then we've also got, we want to go ahead and do our coffee carrot cupcakes. We've done those one time, and that was really tasty. So
some of those tea cookies were actually in the shape of a tea bag.
Oh, they were, and they were so cute. You don't even need a cookie cutter to do it. They showed how to do it, so I really liked that.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have our brownies with our coffee in it. So we've got a lot of baking to do Sunday night, and not Sunday night. Thursday night.
Right. This is a weird week.
It is for Friday morning, and then we'll be baking Friday morning too. But there's all kinds of things we want to try as we expand the lines of products that we sell here.
And, you know, I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm of several minds about what's going to be coming up in the next few months and how we get behind it, how we make our
transition
mm-hmm. into the, quote, sales of alcoholic beverages.
Well, and I think
that we got from the alcohol store, as you call it.
That's a standing joke. Since I was not a purchaser of alcohol for a long, long time into my adult years, and Don would say something about the liquor store, and of course I never knew what to call it. I'm going, the alcohol store. But anyway.
And by the way, folks, we can't buy from the alcohol store. We have to go through a distributor.
Right.
I know.
For here at the coffee house, for sure.
Don't go down that road.
Right. But we've got, are you thinking out loud about how we want to get the orders placed, when to get the orders placed, when to open that door first.
All of those things. Yeah, all of those things are coming up in mind. And I know that we have, we've got New Year's Eve coming up and all of that. We've got, we have a small order of beers coming. And We need to make sure that the tappers are working properly before anything is served. And, you know, we've got the one little beer keg that we've got. How many kegs of beer can you put in a single keg beer? Well, if you buy the sixth barrel containers, then you might be able to put two or three in. So,
but I think since you mentioned New Year's Eve, we want to make sure that, I mean, you and I had talked off air, although I learn a whole lot, folks, as you know, listening to Don speak on air. Those are in air quotes.
Yes,
because he divulges things, and I was like, "Oh, I don't know." We settled on that. I don't think we're planning on being open New Year's Eve.
I do not believe we had wanted
to, and just the reality of us being sick, and we even knew before we were sick that if we weren't sick, we'd be in San Diego.
And it's a slow down environment that we're going to be in here, and this is going to be low key. It's going to be nothing outrageous, and we're even partnering up or with a particular food vendor that we may be presenting a food item that goes with beer normally.
We're hoping.
We will reserve judgment on when we release that information, but hopefully that's going to be happening.
And well, there's a lot of things in the works plans-wise, right. And everyone has to make sure it can all mesh up with
lots of moving
schedules.
Parts,
right.
As they
so
say.
That's why I think we don't want to get anyone the idea that they should come bouncing down here New Year's Eve hoping to find us because, well,
ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, how about New Year's Eve 2020?
That's a certainty.
All right. Okay.
However,
we'll shoot for that.
We will have a transition into this new life that we are bringing into our presence. And
well, and I think on the name, like we've talked about before, we have Creekside Community Brew on the storefront, and we have your community coffee house. We may add your community coffee house and pub. So far, I've been throwing that idea out to a lot of people, and they seem to, you know, nod their heads and say, yep, that sounds like a winner.
That sounds like a winner.
So,
and it's just a matter of right now as to what the liquor license name says, and we kind of almost have to stay with that by law.
Oh, absolutely, because our name is Creekside Community Brew. The tagline is your community coffee house and pub right now, and pub is just not on there. So I'm not trying to get you to change the name to
a lengthy name. No. And the other thing that we could do possibly with this is we need to get a hold of Johnson Signs and Design.
As always.
And have them come down and move the coffee cup over and put in a glass of beer.
We might be able to let them keep the coffee cup where it is and layer that over it. We will experiment, folks, and the logo will be presented when it is changed accordingly. But, you know, if you don't own a business or if you haven't had experience managing anything like this, there are so many tiny little things that go into it. Now, they don't necessarily make or break it, your decision and your practice and what you're doing. But, boy, they enhance it. And
well, they do.
Yeah, so, you know, we want to do all that, we've got a checklist. I told you that I wanted to start a new journal of all our to-dos and our to-don'ts.
To-don'ts.
That's right. So.
Yeah. Smart and to dumb.
So that may be what we do tomorrow as well.
Well, and it's, you know, we got a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things in motion. And, you know, you've said on Facebook and I have said to you personally, and I made mention of it, I think, on air, that we have got the best customers in the world.
Oh, we absolutely do at the coffee house, and we got the best readers and writers and advertisers for the Owl Creek Gazette. We are so fortunate to have people take the time to tell us what we do matters to them. And boy, if there's no better reward than to hear a customer or a reader say that they know that we've made a difference in their lives. And that just keeps us inspired when we're near exhaustion. Sleep is nice, too. Don't get me wrong. But it really is nice. And knowing that we're working on the January-February issue of the Owl Creek Gazette, we need tomorrow. Can we just make tomorrow like 48-hour day?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
go right ahead.
That's what we need
to do. And the other thing is we got to pay for it, too. So here's you know, I keep hawking back to the movie that we saw called Peaceful Warrior, and it's a little strange movie, but it's about Dan Millman and somebody that he ran into, and that person's name is Socrates to Dan, and Socrates told him told Ann that the greatest call is to service.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, wow.
To be of service to others, uh-huh.
To be in service of others.
And to exemplify that, this character chose to work at a gas station that was a true service station back in the day when you pumped the gas and you cleaned the windshield and all that. So and
you can trust your car to the man who wears
right.
his car. And it was a Texaco gas station.
It was. And, of course, Dan Millman was, at the time in this movie, it was a take on the reality of his life. It wasn't all exactly as it happened, but he had been a young athlete who had injured himself in the process, was building himself back up into being capable of winning, but understanding that there were more important things, as in be here now, rather than winning and looking always to the future, as in that goal reached will make you happy. You know, happiness isn't in the future. Happiness is in the present. And so It's a really good movie. We've got mentioned two movies here that are just very different in their approaches to life.
And we may have to go home and watch them both again.
I could do it. I can watch Peaceful Warrior all the time.
Well, I believe we own it now.
We do.
On Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So, quote unquote, own it on Amazon. I think we got a year to watch it set as many times as we want.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't cost us a whole lot of money, but might as well use it.
Might as well. And this is the season to think about that. You know, the blessed are the peacemakers.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, on a different note, and back to the writing and the writing we've done over the years in the Owl Creek Gazette, I'm going to go back
even a little bit there that we decided was like since 1996. That's been a long time ago.
That's when we started the senior review. And so I was looking through old pictures, and I've posted a bunch of Christmas photographs on Facebook just the last couple of days, and I came across a November-December issue of the Senior Review that Mom and I started together, and you were always in the background. You wrote for it. You were the technical guy when computers would crash. And
you spent yesterday looking through our tub of old family pictures, and pulled out a couple of those guys.
I did. I found some really neat ones besides this particular issue. But we looked at this 1998, so that was 21 years ago. And in a way, it seems like a lifetime ago. And in a way, it seems like, you know, the blink of an eye. And I can remember doing this with Mom so much and enjoying it so much. But we had decided that Mom was going to write a senior review exclusive interview with Saint Nick himself. And that was going to go on the cover of this November-December 1998 issue. And being a senior magazine, keep that in mind, a magazine with a focus on senior citizens and their needs and their lifestyle and their choices and what affected them. This was really pertinent to that because, as we point out in the article, Santa Claus is a senior citizen.
Of course. On Social Security. It got to be.
So we want to close out the show. It's kind of a short show tonight, but we wanted to close out the show with reading this exclusive interview with Saint Nick himself, brought to you by the Senior Review magazine.
Wow, and that was there's a blast from an old past.
Sure, I'll start, and I think Don, you're going to portray Santa.
I will try. I will put on my Santa hat.
Okay. I wish we had one here for you to get you in the spirit of things. There you go. We're here at the legendary North Pole to interview one of the world's most popular senior citizens. And yes, it's cold up here. We can see our frosty breath and hear the sound of our boots crunching in the snow as we approach the home of Santa and Mrs. Claus. We knock at the front door, and the man of the hour opens the door with a warm greeting, and we settle down to the business at hand, a prearranged interview with the Claus family. And so now the senior review proceeds to ask, "Thanks for taking time out of your hectic schedule to see us, Santa. We can tell from the hurried activity everywhere that you're working against time, getting ready for your annual Christmas delivery."
That's right. Much like you folks at the Senior Review, as it nears time for your magazine to go to press.
Only you deliver to the whole world, not just 30 communities like we do, right, Santa?
Right. By the way, I never got around to thanking you for featuring Mrs. Claus in your very first issue back in 1996. That truly pleased me, as she doesn't always get the recognition she deserves. If it weren't for her, we might never get this show on the road. They say behind every good man, there's a good woman. And that's true here at the North Pole, as well as millions of other households. And speaking of a good woman, here she comes now. My dear, would you bring us some hot cocoa while we talk? I don't know why, but I just can't seem to have enough of that stuff. I'm learning to enjoy a good cup of herb tea as well.
In the large, comfortable living room, a roaring fire is burning, and we notice Santa has kicked off his boots and one of his elves is helping him put on his house shoes. Mrs. Claus had returned with four mugs of steaming cocoa and a plate of cookies, too, and then joins us for the interview. We can hear and see into one of the many rooms where the elves are busy building, painting, and assembling orders. Through the outside window, we can see several reindeer, and in the distance, the reindeer stable.
Now then, folks, what would you and your readers like to know?
Everyone is curious about the elves. What do they do with themselves when they aren't busy in the workshop?
There's always the reindeer to tend. They need fed, groomed, and especially exercised. We must keep them in good condition, you know, for the big Christmas Eve run. The elves also have reindeer races, and the losers get to clean the stables.
What about your expenses here at the North Pole?
Well, we're pretty self-sufficient. Of course, we have our Social Security checks. We have never actually seen them. It's good to know they're tucked safely away in the bank. That direct deposit method is as handy as a pocket in a shirt.
And how about you and Mrs. Claus? How do you occupy your time after the brief respite when everything is delivered and you and your reindeer have returned safely home?
We enjoy listening in on everyone's conversation to see if we did a good job, much like you folks do. We listen to our favorite music, watch Wheel of Fortune, or a good video, and just snuggle down for a long winter's nap. Then soon the cycle starts all over again.
Well, Santa, it's time we head for home. Thanks for this exclusive. But before we go, could we hear you say your famous one-liner?
Sure. I thought you'd never ask. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas!
And Merry Christmas from Creekside with Don and Jan, the Owl Creek Gazette, and Creekside Community Brew Coffee House, folks.
Indeed.